what they're using, but nitrate's a good second best. For phosphorus, dissolved inorganic phosphorus, DIP then, the one that plants like to use is the dihydrogen phosphate, this one here. And you can see, just like the carbonic acid bicarbonate carbonate system, we're here going to, what's the name of this guy here? Yeah, so we've got phosphoric acid to dihydrogen phosphate to hydrogen monophosphate. What's the name of this one at the end? Orthophosphate. Yeah, that's the orthophosphate ion. Okay, so phosphoric acid, dihydrogen phosphate, hydrogen monophosphate, and then orthophosphate. The phosphorus is able to form these polyoxo anions, which are not particularly soluble when you put them with the corresponding alkali metal earth. So calcium phosphate then is not leached typically out of soil. So for your farmers then, if they're trying to ensure that the plants have got sufficient phosphorus around to be happy, they will throw a lot of superphosphate or whatever source of phosphate onto the paddock. That phosphate then will react with the calcium that's floating around in the soil to form calcium phosphate and stay there in the soil. The only loss of it to the waterways will be when you actually lose the soil off the paddock. So that's why there's a lot of interest in trying to reduce the sediment loads going out to the Great Barrier Reef, because most of the farmers are relying on this being in the soil, but they've stripped away all of the riparian barriers on the side of the creek. And so if you get overland flow, it's starting to move the soil off the plot, and there's no riparian barrier, then it simply ends up in the waterway. So even though the material was insoluble, it's actually ended up in the water column. Once it gets into the water column in a suspended form, then things are able to rip the phosphorus off. So as a result, under normal conditions, the dissolved inorganic phosphate concentration or phosphorus concentration is low at the micromolar level. The nitrogen, two soluble forms, nitrate and ammonium. The ammonium is not a problem. As we'll see when we get to the section on clay minerals, the clay minerals have got cation exchange sites. So ammonium normally sticks to a soil. In contrast, nitrate with a negative charge isn't going to stick to the soil. So nitrate's highly soluble and it moves through the water column. So this is quite a big pollutant then in water systems. People find it in aquifers and stuff like that all the time. The sewage then has got phosphate. We'll see that when people use the older fashioned sort of detergents, and I've yet to go and double check the more modern packets of dishwashing things. Your automatic dishwasher in the past has used quite powerful phosphate based detergents, and so I'm pretty sure that there's no really good substitutes out there at the moment. Old fashioned washing powders used to use it as well, and that's why you find on all the back packets of washing powders they're trying to cut these numbers down to very small values. The nitrogen inputs then typically from the agriculture, they're the dominant ones, and the sort of ratios that you might find them will be 10 to 1. Phosphorus much less soluble, nitrogen highly soluble.